Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is from the Gospel, but I've got a little something for you to look at while we're doing it. These are very, very small, so take one and pass one on to the next person. Please don't drop them on the ground because then I'm going to have to clean it up or somebody's going to raise Cain with me. They're hard to get out of there, I know that. But, you know, there's something for you to look at, take home with you. It's not much. Did I miss anybody? Everybody who wanted one got one? What you have in your hand is a mustard seed. You didn't know mustard came from these, did you? You thought it came out of a jar, kind of yellow stuff that you spread on your hot dogs. That's mustard seed. We'll talk about that later, but it's not very big, is it? Real little bitty thing. Do you have any trouble getting it out of there? Most people can't quite get a hold of them. They don't fit on their fingers, and fingernails you get underneath it, but it's the size that matters. So Jesus is working with his disciples again, and they're really with it. And they say to him, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus doesn't respond real well. He said, you know, you guys, if you had faith that was the size of that mustard seed, you know, look at that thing in your fingers, something that, if you had that little bit of faith, if you even had that much, you could say to that bush over there, pick up, walk over, and plant yourself in the stream, and it would do it. So was it that the disciples didn't have faith or didn't have much? And what did they want? Seems to me as they didn't have a whole lot. And he could probably prove that easily enough because he kept trying to teach them the same things. They kept asking the same questions. They kept having the same problems. And they kept tripping over the same things all the time. It was nothing new. Every time he said, I'm going to Jerusalem and I know what I'm going to do there. I'm going to get hung on the cross and die. They couldn't believe it. You've got to be out of your mind. Whatever gave you an idea to talk about something like that? Can't you talk about something else? Well, maybe if you gave us more faith, we'd be able to figure it out. So what is this faith stuff, and how does it compare to that mustard seed you got in your hand? Not much of a seed, is it? It said someplace else it's the smallest of all seeds. I don't know if it's the smallest of all seeds, because I think I've got some that are smaller than that you've never been able to get a hold of. But when it's planted, it makes a pretty good-sized bush. Big enough so that the birds can nest in it. So though it's small, it can put something together that really has size because what's in it makes it happen. So your faith, he says, if it's at least the size of a mustard seed, it can do great things. It'll do what you want it to do. So what is faith? Faith is trust. Why do you trust? Who do you trust? I know there's a lot of people that say, trust me. And when they say it like that, be just as wise if you don't. Had an old EMT instructor who liked to use that phrase. He'd look at you and he'd say, trust me. And you knew you probably better not, or he was going to do something to you that you really weren't ready for. Trust me. Who do you trust? And why do you trust them? What's it mean to trust? Because trusting means that you put yourself in their hands. You say, okay, I believe enough in you that I will give you the chance to tell me what it is you think I should do. I will give you the power to share with me your ideas so that maybe I can learn. But I've got to have a reason to trust you. So why do you trust people? Or why don't you trust people? That's the flip side. There's two sides to the same thing, two sides to the same sword. Faith comes from the idea of trust. So what makes you trust somebody? Might be your relationship with them. maybe. Might also be their history. What have you seen them do? Or what haven't you seen them do? What did you think they should have done that they didn't do? Did that lead you to wonder whether you could really put your trust in them or not? Faith is putting trust in God. Now, that's something that you'd think is obvious and without any question. It would just be done, but what's it mean? It means to trust that what God says he can do, he will do. What he has done, he will continue to do. And what he's done for us, he's not going to stop doing. So faith is something that we build on because God gives us the chance to do it. He shows us that in Jesus of Nazareth, who he brought to the cross and then resurrected, brought back to life, he has given us a chance to have the forgiveness of our sins and life and salvation. He's given us a chance to live beyond this life so that what's here isn't all there is. It doesn't stop here. It's just a doorway. It's something we go through to get to the other side. Some of us are closer to it than others. Some of us feel like we may have gone there already and haven't figured it out yet, but it's going to come to all of us. We're going to go through the thing called death, and that's when faith counts, because we have to believe at that time that when we pass through that gate, that we're going to be received by God in his presence with our sins forgiven and with the promise of everlasting life. Faith allows us to trust in this. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't make God forgive us. We can't grab him by the throat and say, forgive my sins. First, you've got to admit that you have sins. And that's what we do with the confession. I, a poor, miserable sinner. How would you like it if we walked up to each other and other people on the street and said, hi, you poor, miserable sinner. You know, we do that every Sunday, but I don't think that would be real popular if we did it outside at church. I think it would probably make people say, oh, how dare you? Well, the truth is we are. The truth is we're always going to be. Because that's what we are. We're human beings. We're descended from Adam and Eve who couldn't keep it together. They were given the whole thing, given a place where they could do whatever they wanted to, told don't do one thing. So what did they do? What they were told not to. So that begins original sin and all the things that go with it, which comes down to us, which leaves us with sin, which is the idea that we do what we want to, no matter what God wants. And then we become a little God for ourselves. In the adult class, we talked about the first commandment. Have no other gods before me. So what's a god? Well, it can be multiple things. It can be the true God with a big G we talk about here every Sunday. Or it can be a little god. And the little gods tend to look a lot like us. It's what we make so that we can run things our way. Kind of looks like us. Little god, you look in the mirror, you see him. That's the little god. What good's he going to do you? Is he going to take you through the door? Is he going to take you into eternal life? No, I can't do it. He hasn't got it. God can, and he's the only one who can. He's the only one that has the power to forgive sins and give life. So faith is the understanding that that's going to happen. You can take it to the bank. You know it's going to happen. You don't have to worry about what's coming because it's already taken care of. And this is what he was dealing with his disciples. He'd had them for who knows how long at this time. He kept telling them what was going to happen. He kept trying to teach them, and they kept going, no, I don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't figure out why you would want to do a thing like that. And he keeps coming back with the same thing. I'm going to Jerusalem, and this is what's going to happen to me. And watch out, something might happen to you. So they're praying for God through Jesus to give them enough hope, enough faith, and enough trust to get through what was going to happen. Faith, hope, and trust. Luther's answer to who God is, we will fear, love, and trust God above all things. Fear, love, and trust. Fear is not a great idea. That doesn't make us happy. It's not comfortable. It's kind of a thing that gives us a strange feeling in our chest that something's going on and we can't control it. Love what God provides us with the ability to do, and trust in God above all things. That's what faith is about: fear, love, and trust. Fear God because of what he can do. Love him because of what he's done, and trust that he does it for us. May our faith, as he told the disciples, be at least as big as that mustard seed, and may we let it grow because he wants us to do it for our own good. And Lord, we pray. Amen.